You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It was very late lunch or very early dinner. I had not eaten, and it was about almost 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3 to 4.
Okay.
I was like, well, I'll just eat now, and then I won't be eating again the rest of the day.
Perfect.
Perfect. I went over to Sam's Number 3 here in Glendale. I love Sam's Number 3.
They're the best.
I just do.
Get the tots tossed in buffalo sauce.
Gotta tell you something, the funny thing, I've always get the tots, and this time I opted for fries. So.
Oh, whoa.
I just changed it up.
Whoa.
Seems like I've had a lot of tots lately, so I switched.
All right.
They make a good cheeseburger, I gotta say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's
anyway,
good.
I've already said I love those guys, but I will give them one critique. The music that they had on yesterday was bad.
Okay.
And they usually put on different type of playlists. Like sometimes there's music that sounds just like what you'd hear on Mix 100. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like classic rock. Sometimes it's 90s stuff, which really is cool. I like that.
Yeah.
They had like an 80s thing on yesterday. And when Kokomo came on, after I had bashed it on the show.
What are the odds, you know?
I know.
Which and I would have, you know, ordered more food and stayed longer and told them to turn it up. But
yeah, I was like,
I love me some Kokomo.
I did a Shazam thing just so I could get a screenshot to send to Jeremy. He's like, look, this is what's on right now.
Uh-huh. I was like, shoot, where you at? I'm coming down.
Anyway, but that's not the dumb stuff. The dumb stuff is I then, right across the street is King Soopers. And I thought, I'm staying here at the hotel right next to the radio station. And I bring my little breakfast each day, you know, a little Atkins bar thing. We've got
get your little English muffin.
English muffins, bananas. And I was like, oh, I'm out of bananas. So I'm going to grab enough bananas now to last me through the rest of my stay here. I went in and I didn't need anything else. So I just went over to the produce section and I grabbed 3 bananas.
Yep.
And I came to the self-check, and I put them on there, and I reached for my wallet to pull out like a $1 bill or whatever, and I didn't. All I had were 20s. And I'm looking on the screen, and it says 79 cents total.
Yeah.
So I put a credit card in for 79 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know about you. I feel stupid paying for something that's less than a dollar with a credit card.
Yeah, kind of, but...
That should just be a single dollar bill.
Sure.
Put it in and don't even pick up the change. Just leave the change.
I start thinking about, because I know these companies and stuff, they get charged credit card fees and stuff for people to use their credit card. So I'm wondering if the fee was actually more than the actual bananas on that transaction.
Sometimes
they might have lost money on that
transaction. Sometimes a fee like that will be about 30 cents because I've got to pay fees when people sometimes buy books on my site. I'll pick up fees sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm wondering.
And I think it's usually like such and such amount and 30 cents. So it could be that King Soopers might have made a dime off of my 3 bananas.
Yep. Yeah, well, at least they made something.
Because I used a stupid credit card. Do you feel stupid using one?
No,
not
anymore. No, and I'm big now on the tap and pay on my phone.
Yeah.
I just keep that handy and just boop, you know, whatever. And
yeah.
Away you go. So no, I don't. I'm still buying a product. The bananas are still leaving the store, and they made their 10 cents. So it's a quicker transaction, actually, than sitting there waiting for all the chains to drop. Well, you know?
I don't know why I feel stupid with that.
Know.
But I just
That's
do.
That's funny. Can I tell you quickly, I had an awkward experience as well yesterday. Again, this is just a quick, stupid little story.
Yes.
I went to Safeway, actually, yesterday, Dom, and did all my grocery shopping. And right next door, there's an Arc sitting there. And my entire back end of the truck is full of all this wall art that I've told you about that I want to get rid of.
Okay.
It's been on next door. We just can't seem to unload it. And I finally put it all in the truck. And I went and did a quick loop and went to the backside of Arc there. And I opened the truck door to start pulling everything out. The little attendant comes running out to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood there and I was looking at all that stuff. And I said, I know this is weird. I was like, I've changed my mind.
You can't get rid of your stuff,
can you? I can't get rid of this stuff.
You have a sickness.
How many times has that happened to people where you pull up with all your donations and then you're standing there and you're like, I shouldn't be getting rid of this. Maybe we need to hold on to it just a little bit longer.
For what?
Maybe we need to try to sell it.
No.
I mean, because it's nice stuff. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, Nicole didn't have enough time to
look
over
this. So the guy comes out with his arms outstretched,
ready to help. And I was like... You know what? I am so sorry. I've changed my mind. And he was like, oh, he kind of was surprised. You know, I was like, you can help the next person in line. I'm going to take off. And I closed the door and went on my way with all the junk still in the back
of the
truck.
Kept all your junk. You have a sickness, I'm telling you, with your hoarding. What did Nicole say when you got home with it?
I didn't tell her. This is probably the first time she's hearing about it, too. But, yeah, it's still all in the back of the truck. You know what's funny? It's back there, too, is that happiness is homemade sign that I keep talking about that we can't unload. I'm thinking about just bringing it up here to the radio station and putting it here in the studio. I think I'm just going to put it in the studio as kind of a funny prop that we have in here.
Actually, you know what you should do? You should bring it because we're moving studios here eventually.
Yeah.
You should bring it and set it up here, and then when we move to the new studios, just leave it here for the new tenant. Let the new tenant
display it. It's the perfect length, and I was going to bring it up, but I thought for sure that you would immediately grab it and snap it over your knee. So I was like, maybe I'll bring it when you leave.
I would start a campfire
on
with
Monday.
It.